From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi security forces surrounded the city of Fallujah ahead of a planned offensive. Fallujah has been held by the Islamic State group longer than any other city in Iraq. IS fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched there. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. Melissa Fleming is a UN spokeswoman.
Many people have reported to have been killed or buried alive under the rubble of their homes in the course of ongoing military operations. So we are saying it is absolutely essential that safe routes are opened that will allow the civilians in the city to access safety and life-saving assistance.
While some 800 people have managed to escape the city, thousands of others have not. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned in the Mediterranean Sea this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency says migrants were in three smuggling boats that wrecked in the water. The survivors were taken to Italy. UNHCR official William Spindler says migrants keep trying to reach Europe.
So far, 200,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year. And in the case of Italy, some 40,000 have arrived since the beginning of the year. Before this latest tragedies, about 1,700 had already been reported dead or missing.
The Italian Coast Guard says hundreds of migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations Friday. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he is quitting his post. Mohamed Alush Sunday linked his decision to ongoing violence from government military forces with Russian help. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities are searching for soccer star Alan Pulido, who was abducted in the border state of Tamaulipas. Pulido is a forward for Olympicos of Greece and has been a part of Mexico's 2014 World Cup team. Witnesses say Pulido was kidnapped in his hometown in a state that has been plagued by gang violence and drug trafficking. Iran's state media said Sunday Iranians will not be able to make the Hajj pilgrimage this year, according to Iran's IRNA news agency. The decision was made following the failure of the two governments to reach an agreement on terms for this year's Hajj. Iran accused Saudis of creating obstructions to an agreement, but Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir says the Iranians were demanding privileges and the right to organize some kind of demonstration. Demands, the Saudis say, are unacceptable. Yemeni military officials say 2 days of fighting between government forces and Houthi rebels have left at least 48 people dead. The rebels attacked a region between central Marib and Shabat provinces and were beaten back by loyalist soldiers. Rolling Thunder parade of motorcycles rolled into Washington Sunday to support the U.S. military on the country's Memorial Day weekend. The annual show of support for American veterans turned into a rally for presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. As thousands of motorcyclists cheered, Trump vowed to rebuild the U.S. military. Gary Johnson has won the Libertarian Party presidential nomination Sunday. Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld will be his running mate. Johnson's candidacy gains attention for his small party at a moment when a majority of Americans have unfavorable opinions of the major party front runners. Israeli media say police are recommending that charges be brought against the wife of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sarah Netanyahu is accused of misuse of state funds and inflated household spending. She has denied any wrongdoing. State prosecutors will decide if to bring charges against her. French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel marked the 100-year anniversary of the Battle of Verdun Sunday, laying a wreath at a cemetery in France for the 300,000 soldiers killed. Here is a French leader, Hollande. Mr. Hollande says Europeans' duty is to love their homeland and protect their common house, Europe. For more on these and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.